3C, exercise 3, page 24. Speaker 1.
I've always loved shopping for clothes, so when I discovered online shopping, it was like I'd died and gone to heaven. There was more variety at much lower prices, and soon I was having a package delivered as often as twice a week. But then I realized that I wasn't wearing half the stuff. It looked great on the website, but when it arrived, I didn't like how it looked on me. I went through my wardrobe one day, and there were many things I'd never worn. I started having second thoughts about this wonderful new world. Now I'm back to high street shopping, and I'm glad to say I'm really strict with myself, even there.
Speaker 2.
I was reading an article about clothes one day, and a statistic jumped off the page at me. It said that 20,000 liters of water are needed to produce just 1 kilogram of cotton. I was shocked. I always thought I don't wear synthetic fiber, so I'm being green, right? I looked up wool, and it's not much better. So I started going to second-hand shops. I've got quite a boho chic style, so I found loads of stuff at rock-bottom prices. Now I dress myself on a shoestring, and more importantly, without any pangs of conscience.
Speaker 3.
I've always made my own clothes. My grandma taught me. And it isn't so hard if you've got the patience and a sewing machine. It saves me a lot of money, and best of all, I know exactly what I'm using. For example, I recently made a dress for a semi-formal work do. I know a shop that sources its wool fabric from Wales, and it's absolutely top quality. Soft and warm and very good to work with. What's more, you can get undyed cloth, which is the natural colour of the wool. A gorgeous cream. Well, at the do, I had 3 women come up to me to ask where they could find the dress. I was flattered. But I don't do orders.
Speaker 4.
Fashion is very important to me. For me, clothing is self-expression. So what you put on your back in the morning says far more about you than you could express in a 2,000-word essay. When you see someone with a look you admire, you just feel sure you'd get on if you knew them. In fact, I've even gone up to someone just because of a great jacket she had on, complimented her on it, and struck up a conversation. We're firm friends now. I do worry sometimes about where these clothes come from and how they're made, and I keep meaning to do some research to make my shopping more ethical, but I haven't got round to it yet.
Speaker 5.
Clothes for me are supposed to keep you warm. That's about it. I couldn't care less about designer labels and what such and such a fashion icon is wearing this spring season. I mostly wear sports clothes because they're comfortable and because, well, I do a lot of sports. So I guess you could say I have a sporty look. And I've just started my own business as a personal trainer, so there's not a lot of cash around at the moment. Don't get me wrong, it's been the game plan for a number of years, and I'm enjoying every minute of it, but I've had to tighten my belt considerably. Still, I have a good friend who owns a sports goods shop, so I get some very good deals on tracksuits and what have you.